Can you remember the feelings you had as you received your certificate of completion from yoga teacher training and the experience quickly came to an end? Possibly you were filled with doubt and wondered what was next. You may have even felt frozen, fearful even, of the unknown, not knowing what direction you should now take to do this thing called teaching yoga. An identity crisis happens at a time when change makes you reevaluate who you are. And most likely we can all relate, or we have experienced an identity crisis at some point in our life. What about the moment you step out of yoga teacher training and become a new yoga teacher? Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get back to today's episode. In today's episode, I want to share with you some key points of encouragement, insight, and reflection into what might be hindering you within what I'm calling an identity crisis of a new yoga teacher. Rather than feeling like you must roll out of YTT and take on this new identity, I want to encourage you to meet yourself where you are and to give yourself some space and grace to be new at something, and in particular, give yourself permission to be a new yoga teacher. It is a beautiful space to be in, so don't miss it trying to hurry along within the process of developing and growing as a teacher. I'd say the moment you complete teacher training, there is a realization that the rubber is hitting the road, so to speak, and it is go time. Within the teacher trainings that I lead, I highly encourage trainees to continue teaching once the training is over. And the teaching practicum aspect of a 200-hour foundational YTT is crucial. And I have always focused heavily on getting trainees teaching from the very beginning, within the very first weekend of the training. After all, it is called a teacher training. Now, getting back to new teachers, and quite possibly you are listening and it's been a while since you completed YTT, but you never really dove into teaching and you still feel a bit unsettled or new when it comes to teaching. I want to begin by addressing the concept of learning and shine some light onto what happens when we venture into a new learning experience. From my experience, there can be a juxtaposition of emotions that run the spectrum from excitement to being terrified at the same time when you decide to learn something new. Trust the process and be in the process, as I always say. I can remember the very first class I taught. I had been practicing yoga, I had trained, and I had prepared my sequence for the class, yet at the same time, I felt a flood of extreme fear right before class was supposed to begin. You know what? Despite the flood of those emotions, I did it anyway. And I'm so glad that I did. It was my start point. And as I share this experience with you today, I can still see the room and remember the experience vividly that took place, which was well over 20 years ago. Venturing into a YTT to learn how to share and teach yoga provides you with a wonderful opportunity to first dive into your personal understanding and experience of the yoga practice. And then there is the quest to learn how to express, share, and teach others by equipping them with the tools that they will need to venture into their own discovery or new learning experience within the yoga practice. And how fulfilling is that? But at the same time, there is this ongoing pursuit of learning that must continue to take place. And really, there is never an arriving because there will always be fresh and new ways to learn and encounter the practice. Why do we rush the process, though? We get caught up in expectations and attachments, even to how we had envisioned and thought this role of sharing our love of yoga with others was going to be. We even find ourselves disappointed because this teaching yoga thing, well, it requires a lot more effort than we had thought when we signed up to take the training. Let me ask you this, if it were easy, would it really have the rewarding impact that learning this new skill of teaching others yoga has to offer? Even after 20 years, I remain committed to constant learning and expanding of my knowledge and experience of the practice so that I can share with others more effectively and skillfully. And to learn is to explore, it's to go beyond what you thought you understood, and it's such a beautiful place of discovery. And that is really my pursuit when I teach others, is that they are supported on their own quest for learning and discovering. If you are a new yoga teacher listening, then I want to encourage you to be just that, be a new teacher. There is great beauty in being where you are rather than attempting to fake it until you make it or trying to rush to be something that you have yet to learn or understand more fully. The concept of being who you are and being where you are currently in your development as a teacher applies to all teachers, regardless of how long you've been teaching. This is where teaching what you know and from what you know at that time comes into place. Be who you are and be where you are. Part of your development as a new yoga teacher comes within the practical and real-time experience of actually teaching. In this stage, you take all that you were equipped with and you learned in training, and you begin to apply it by actually teaching it. In the beginning, you will have clunky experiences teaching as you begin to apply all that you've learned and you're continuing to learn through the act of leading the class. It's okay to be new. Students are not expecting perfection, and it's unrealistic to place that heavy load on yourself. It's within the clunkiness that you will actually learn how to refine and make different choices in your teaching methodology and approach, whether it's how you are sequencing or what you are offering as guidance with your language and your cue directives. When your teaching feels clunky, notice it and make notes and adjustments for the next class. And if you've been listening, I like to call these those next time moments. A dear friend and teacher mentee of mine, Dominique, shared with me recently about a teaching experience where she actually felt this clunkiness that I'm talking about. She felt that there was just something off within the class experience she had led. And after some reflection, she realized that her approach to sequencing in that class was just too complex. And from this observation, she decided that the following week, she would change her approach and choose instead to lead the class through a progression of the same sequence, offering simplicity and spaced repetition with the culmination of a final sequence that had been built upon within this layered approach and progression. Well, this ultimately led to a wonderful collective experience that allowed not only her to step back and just guide and call the postures, but she also was able to bear witness to this beautiful masterpiece and this co-creation of an experience that was taking place and unfolding right in front of her eyes. She felt connected, and she felt, more importantly, she sensed and knew that the students felt connected in the overall experience as well. This is a wonderful example of being okay with having those less than seamless teaching opportunities and taking the clunky moments to evaluate and refine to impact the next teaching opportunity. Let's move along and talk about grace. What does it mean to give yourself grace? Giving yourself grace is permission to move along and grow from what you might consider a mistake, or in the context of teaching yoga, a less than enjoyable teaching experience. And I have had those numerous. I spoke to this briefly in a recent episode about no apologies being needed in yoga class. Will you go into every class you lead and deliver a seamless and well-articulated class? No. So why do we put that much pressure on ourselves? Because here's where that identity crisis comes in. We are trying to be perfect. We are trying to be something that's unrealistic. We are trying to be something that is just not attainable. Now, I do want to add here that this is not an excuse to become the teacher that's known for always dropping a pose or never knows where they are in their sequence. It is very important that you seek to develop and grow in your skill set and in your efficiency of delivering a class that maintains and connects others within a steady stream and flow of one-pointed awareness. It is important to evaluate where your obstacles are when it comes to particular areas of your teaching skill set and pursue a growth strategy that supports your development in these areas. I just want to side note here, part of this identity crisis, I believe, really comes when you're stepping out of YTT and you assume that magically you are going to just be this well-experienced teacher, but you've yet to encounter and actually put the work in and the act of teaching so that you can develop and grow and be a yoga teacher. So it's unrealistic, this kind of idea that we think we pop out of the YTT and magically we take on this persona and it's like we have it all together and we go out and it's just not authentic. Teach what you know and then continue to learn so that you can then apply what you're learning and grow from that. When it comes to teaching, when you release the attachment to performance and focus more on presenting yourself as a facilitator for the bigger workings of the teachings of yoga to be experienced by students in your class, then it really does take the pressure off and you begin to give yourself the grace that is necessary to continue to do this work of service teaching yoga. When it comes to giving yourself grace, there is an important aspect to consider, and that is giving yourself permission to apply grace to the situation or experience that you are in. It's important to understand that being a yoga teacher doesn't mean perfection. It doesn't mean performance and your worthiness or defining attributes of being great teaching yoga is not dependent on your delivery of a well-crafted and complexly creative yoga pose sequence. Here's where the part of the culprit of an identity crisis comes in. When you buy into the concept of being a yoga teacher as reflected in what I just described. I think that quite possibly what has tripped us up and creates this potential identity crisis is that we have been inspired by other teachers along our journey. And we may even venture into and step out of teacher training with some notion that will come out of it replicating or teaching like the great influential teachers that have been in our lives, those people that have encouraged and inspired our passion and desire to teach. What happens is we overlook the fact that this process, this journey, is not to become something or someone else. Rather, it's always about you being you. You being the unique teacher that already resides within you. It's that discovery piece again. Through the act of actually teaching, you will discover, you will uncover the unique teacher that you are. The work of serving as a yoga teacher isn't to become your favorite yoga teacher or lead teacher of your YTT. It's about uncovering and discovering your gift as a teacher. Now, how do you uncover this? Well, you begin at the beginning. You start with your personal practice. This is so important in your development as a teacher. You practice to gift yourself the practice rather than practice to prepare to teach. There is a difference. If you desire to grow and expand as a teacher, you will need to put first things first. You will need to designate and stay dedicated to your personal practice time. You will need to go beyond and below the surface and venture from the exterior aspects of what we visualize the yoga practice to be and move into the interior to encounter the practice for yourself. This is really the only way that we can teach from a space that is authentic and it's a place that we know. You will then be able to discern how to show up and how to hold the space for others as a teacher so that they too might have their own fresh encounter. I've often had teachers approach me about their teaching experience and this discontentment really that they feel of being uninspired and they're lacking in this fresh encounter that I've just mentioned. Well, the first question that I always ask is, how is your personal practice time? Many state that it has diminished and that they are teaching a lot and have found it hard to carve out time for their personal practice amongst all the classes that they're leading. And some have actually expressed non-existence with a personal practice time, which is a huge red flag to notice. I believe that for many yoga teachers, there is even a misconception that your personal practice time is the time that you spend towards preparing to teach. This can be tricky and misleading. In order to stay aligned within your purpose and identity as teacher, you will need to remain dedicated to your personal practice time. And this is your time. This is not time that you are devoting to the act of teaching. As I wrap up today's episode, I want to acknowledge that each of us has a story for how we came to first know and encounter the yoga practice. As yoga teachers, we also have a story of what transpired and inspired us to step into teacher training. How often, though, we leave out or we forget the process of learning that took place that is required of us to actually apply what we are learning. We forget the valuable application and absorption time that is crucial and required within the process of teaching. We try to jump over the process and arrive at some endpoint of completion or mastery before we've even put the effort or hours into developing our craft, our teaching skill set, and our unique knowing and approach to teaching. I want to encourage you to trust the process, to stay in the process. Be wary of the ego and when it arises to convince you otherwise. Being new at something, being new at anything is a great place to be. Being a new yoga teacher is a beautiful acknowledgement of being willing and vulnerable to show up and do the work to continue to grow and refine in your skill set of teaching. There is no need to try and replicate or be someone else. So keep learning, keep believing, and keep growing into the beautiful teacher that is already residing within you. Are you a yoga teacher that can benefit from some tips and techniques for cueing the classes that you lead? Well, I'm excited to share with you about a new free resource that I have available, the 10 Essentials for Effective Cueing. And this is a resource that I want to provide to you with what I believe to be the essentials when it comes to cueing and the language that we use in yoga classes, along with tips that I share with you that will most certainly up-level your approach and awareness when it comes to leading effective and impactful yoga classes. An amazing resource that is yours for free. So check out the link in the show notes and get your free copy today, or you can head over to my website, sandyraper.com, sandyraper.com, and you'll find this free resource there. And there are certainly more resources waiting for you on my website. So go check it out and get your free 10 essentials for effective cueing. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.